Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. He is the Chief Home Officer, and that's his website too, chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the last segment, we started talking about one of the two of us mentioned something about outsourcing. I think it was you. And I have to go back and give props to Adam Smith. And in fact, he wasn't really the first one to come up with this idea, but he's the first one that really crystallized it and gets the credit for it. And that is the concept of the division of labor.
Mm-hmm.
In the division of labor, the point he made there is whenever there are markets, there are people who can do one thing that's a core competency, and I do one thing that's a core competency, you do another thing that's a core competency, and we trade with each other so that you and I don't have to make everything our family needs.
Right.
Now, I'm doing a poor job of paraphrasing his division of labor definition, but I promise you, if you go back and read it in 18th century Scottish English, what I just said will make a lot more sense. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, put it in Google Translate, and it'll
exactly. I just did you a favor, believe it or not. Anyway, division of labor. Here we stand in the 21st century, and it has another name, doesn't it?
It's called outsourcing.
Yeah.
It's called finding
intermediation.
Intermediation, and, labor and, arbitrage, mm-hmm, you know, yeah. Anything that helps you. And this isn't, again, this is not about shipping jobs offshore.
Right.
This is about giving someone down the street who has become a virtual administrator, sort of a virtual admin who can handle your paperwork, fetch your mail, even write your bills, you know, interface with other vendors you work with,
right,
so that you don't have to do it. That person could be down the street. They could be across the country.
It could be the small business owner that owns a tire store near you make sure that your tires are okay. You don't have to worry about your tires.
Right.
All you got to do is go by every once in a while. It sends you an email to remind you. It could be a lot of things. And this concept, this proliferation, Jeff, in the last 20 years, driven, in my opinion, by the incrementalization of technology.
Right.
So small business owners can have more power without the big expense. Driven by that, I believe, outsourcing has exploded and made the U.S. economy more efficient, more productive, and in my opinion, it's why small businesses have flourished so much in the last 20, 30 years. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. First off, I think we've all gained, you know, you look at the business news, we've gained a more entrepreneurial awareness. It used to be that the rank and file thought of themselves as lifetime W-2ers, lifetime clock punchers. And I don't mean that in the negative sense, but I'm just putting a face on it.
Yep. That like my dad and my mom.
Yep, and you know, that's what they were going to do. They were cradle to grave that way. And then along the way, and especially in the 90s.
Don't forget the pension.
And then the pension, you know, why do it? Because the company will take care of
pension.
You.
Go watch
exactly.
The pension. Exactly.
So, you know, and then in the 90s and the 2000s with the introduction of the Internet, but the proliferation, as you're saying, of the Internet and services that it brought along, it connected us to a global economy. And it allowed us not only to sell our wares, but as we're talking here, to find those who could help us sell our wares,
right,
or could help us with services, as we say, that are not our core competency, that we can make more money.
Right.
You know, it's why hire a plumber,
right,
to replace a dishwasher? I can do it myself.
Right.
I can go buy it, lug it, install it.
Almost everything that I hire other people to do, I could do if I wanted to. I have done,
right,
when I was in my 20s. But
right.
Right, but now I choose not to because my time could be better spent elsewhere. So here's the point, Jeff, right? For small business CEOs to set a goal for next year to find ways to do more outsourcing, to let other people do the jobs. And here's the question that I you may have heard me say before, Jeff, and I've been saying this now for 10 or 12 years. It's real easy, folks. Get your team together and put your hand with a pen up on a whiteboard and ask this question. Write down all the different things you guys do.
Right.
And then ask your team this question. Look at each one of those and say, must this be done in-house?
Right.
That's the magic question.
And you'll find a list that you can go online and look for ones that you might think about, whether it's getting and going through your mail, bill paying, your accounting, you know, balancing your checkbook, you know, your ledger at the end of the month. I mean, all sorts of things, organizing, filing. You know, I used to let my kids file. I certainly used to let my kids in the home office shred when I would go through and toss things. I mean, that's stuff that has to be done. But, you know, it can be as simple as outsourcing to a kid. It can be as focused and business as outsourcing to a corporation that handles certain
things. And not only will it help you, it not only will help them, but this kind of intermediation actually is what grows the economy. And, Jeff, this is the reason why America is unique in the world in its ability to grow its way out of problems.
Right.
Like we have and like we can. Hey, Jeff, this has been great. Good job today.
It's been a great conversation.
Well done.
A great inspiration for the new year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's me, and I appreciate the
check
time.
Check him out, folks. Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ZBAR, if you're Googling him. Going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.